Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week, the show where we rank wrestlers on AEW Dynamite, and it's about more than just their win-loss records. It's the power rankings, meaning overall, how do they hold up against the rest of the roster? I rank them 1 through 10, along with a few other fun categories like the best dressed and the coveted farmer's market pick. Each ranking comes with its own point value, and at the end of the year, we're adding up all the points, and we will have the ultimate power rankings for the year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, first, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who watches the show or listens to the show. I want to thank the wrestlers of AEW for putting on a good show, and I want everyone involved to get a big thank you, so thank you to everybody. Now, anyone who is watching the show, if you could do me a huge favor, leave a comment, subscribe, share the show, all that good stuff, because that's how the show grows. In fact, let me know what your top 10 would look like in the comments, or by replying to any tweets or social media put out there. Now, let's get on to the list, shall we? At number 1, it's the Good Brothers. In a main event filled with top-caliber wrestlers, it was the Good Brothers and their teamwork and chemistry that held their team together and gave them the advantage, with Carl Anderson sealing the deal and getting the pin for his team before heading back through that forbidden door to compete all around the wrestling world and changing the momentum for this group that seems to be going anywhere they want and doing anything they want. At number 2, it's MJF. While he didn't have a match, or really a whole lot of camera time in general, he made the most of his minutes by adding injury to injury, locking in the armbar on his rival's already damaged elbow, and even taking out one of the wrestling world's biggest legends in Dean Malenko, showing there is no low the salmon pants wearing pinnacle leader will stoop to in order to stay on top. At number 3, it's Jake Hager. Got a win over his long-standing rival Wardlow in a cage match due to referee stoppage, and finally got to show what makes him so dominant and so dangerous. A win over Wardlow is no small feat, regardless of it being a regular match or an MMA match, and this has to put him in contention once again for a major title, or at the very least, in that conversation. This week, the best dressed is Orange Cassidy. Didn't start off even in consideration for this award, but when he put on Nemeth's jacket and Peter Avalon gave him a faux hawk and he got a little spray tan on him, talk about a makeover. Looking good, Orange Cassidy. At number 4, it's Miro, God's favorite champion. This unhinged version of the TNT champ continued to show that you can't predict the unpredictable as he came out to fight for Penelope Ford's honor while Kip Sabian is injured at the hands of Miro, no less, and mowed down the entirety of the Varsity Blondes in an era of dominant champions. Miro charging headlong into conflict after conflict may be the difference maker in proving he is the most dominant champion today. Number 5 is Kaz. He's really started to break away from the pack since going on his own with a backstage promo doing the talking for his team while Eddie Kingston was standing next to him, and that's saying something. As the Elite Hunter, he entered the match with pyro and new music, and during the match seemed to be a man on a mission, and while his team didn't get the win, he still stands as a man to be reckoned with for all of the Elite. At number 6, it's Wardlow with a braided ponytail. Wardlow went into Jake Hager's house and gave the MMA specialist a run for his money, not only matching many of the MMA maneuvers himself, but also finding ways to hit power bombs and hurricanranas. And while he ended up getting choked out, Wardlow still went out on an act of defiance with a one-finger salute to Jericho. The effort was so good that even Hager himself seemed to imply it was worth a post-match knuckle bump attempt, at least. This week, the dud of the week is Christian Cage. A guy named Christian Cage getting locked in a cage? Come on, after getting taken out by Matt Hardy so many times, his first attempt at striking back leads to a funny play on words, with Cage being in a cage. Not a good look and not a good day. Number seven is Penelope Ford made her return to AEW Dynamite with great style she always brings and got a win to build back that momentum with a star power that just jumps off the screen. While the title picture is looking a bit crowded at the moment, Penelope could very quickly rack up wins in Britt Baker fashion and be the kind of superstar that headlines that division very soon. At number eight, it's Brock Anderson. In his debut match, he looked solid against two men who are talented in the ring and should have been able to tie up the young wrestler. Not to mention his partner was Cody Rhodes, but at no point looked like he needed the face of AEW to be the one to carry the load. Not only found himself on the winning team, but he was the one to secure the pinfall to boot. At number nine, Ethan Page in a two-on-one match was able to further beat down his rival Darby Allin. While there were times it looked as though Allin may have been able to secure an upset, in the end, the Ego's Edge sealed the deal for All Ego, and handicap match or not puts him yet another win above the former TNT champion. At number 10, it's Kenny Omega. As Don Callis said later in the night, beating people up in the parking lot is a part of this business, and we're bringing it back. The title collector antagonized his challenger and was able to get a couple of hits in before their clash next week. And it wasn't enough to do any real damage, but did show Jungle Boy that at any time, a beatdown may be looming. This week, the Farmer's Market pick, the wrestler you should invest in now is Shane Mercer. Had a match with the Dark Order on AEW Dark and just had an amazing display of power that reminded me a lot of what I saw in Nick Camarado when he first showed up on AEW Dark. Mercer lifted Evil Uno up over his head at one point. He has a cool look, a cool style, and his power is something that will keep him in any match he finds himself in. So if you want to invest in a wrestler, Shane Mercer is someone whose stock is about to go up very soon. That does it for us here on Elite of the Week this week. Make sure to follow me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media, as well as follow the show at Elite of the Week on social media. Share it with your friends. Let me know who your top 10 would be. We'll be back next week after AEW Dynamite airs. Make sure to tune into that. Thank you to everyone who watched. And as always, until next time, do your best and be yourself.